place.
Uh-huh. I see. How many bedrooms did you have, anyway?
Two bedrooms. There may have been three. But, see, we didn't use the bedrooms to sleep in. It was just for our different things, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Personal things.
Let's see, what was I going to ask you? Which way did the house face?
It faced this way.
Toward what direction?
That's north. It faced north.
Okay, toward town.
Toward town. And then this porch faced the river, see?
How neat.
That was before they built these dams.
Yeah.
And that river could really get on a rampage.
Oh, boy.
And now this creek, I don't know if you noticed it along the side here, Walnut Creek. Well, it would be just tremendous, too.
Really?
And I know a lot of times my father would sit on the back porch all night to see how close the water was coming to our home.
Oh, did you ever have to leave?
No, we never did have to leave, but we could hear houses coming down this creek.
No kidding.
And people, some people on top of it, and then people don't realize when they look at that river, they thought it was just a small stream, but coming down from those hills, well, it was just terrific.
Yeah. Walnut Creek is right over here.
Right there, and they're going to beautify that, like the San Antonio River.
Oh, really?
Clear up to Symphony Square, which is on 11th and Red River.
I didn't know that.
They're going to beautify it. Have you been to Symphony Square?
No.
Well, it's really interesting. They're building a whole lot of old homes there, and they're beautifying the grounds around it, and they're building this walk and this creek clear up to.
You know, I've been here a year, and there's still so much stuff I don't know about Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That is really neat.
Yes, I think so, too.
The San Antonio River is a neat place.
I love San Antonio.
Well, about what years was it that you lived here? It was right on this property, huh?
Mm-hmm. I guess 1900, about 1902 mm-hmm. or 3.
Yeah.
We still had trolley cars and...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They ran down First Street.
Were you all right in town, or were you considered out from town? Or?
Well, I guess we were just like we are now. The Congress Avenue is just like it.
Now. Was the Capitol here?
I
don't even know when it's been. When did you move away from there?
From where? Here.
From here.
Well, we moved closer to the university.
Yeah.
We moved to Trinity Street up there. And you know where that statue is with the horses and all that?
Yeah.
That's where our home was.
My goodness.
See, the university bought up all that property.
Yeah. Those horses are like right in front of a big brick building?
Art museum
The Centennial Museum or whatever.
Yes,
Grady
used to climb up in those big oak trees. That's where our home was there.
Was that after you were married? Or who's Grady? Is that your son?
He's my son.
Uh-huh.
I came home when he was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
Came to Austin.
Uh-huh.
And my parents lived there, and I lived with my parents.
I see. You know what? My husband's family, they had the funny situation. His father was Buddy. My husband's father was one of three boys, and the oldest one of them got divorced, and his wife and child went to live with his parents.
Oh,
not with her parents, but with his parents. And it's real strange because Randall, the guy, used to bring his girlfriends to dinner at his parents' house, and then his ex-wife